Let's Talk Ministry. Today, our devotion is titled, Who is God? From cover to cover, the Bible is full of insights that unpack the very nature of the one and only true God who said in Isaiah 45:21, There is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me. The Bible gives us insight into what God is like, and I like to remember that God is way bigger than mere words on a page. It's awesome that we have Scripture to give us the truths of who God is, but I know that there is even more to our God than we can humanly understand. That's so exciting to me. One day we will meet Him face to face and see Him in all His glory. But until then, let's look at what His Word reveals about Him. First of all, there are so many names of God in Scripture, but we don't have time today to cover them all, but I'd like to cover a few. In Genesis 17, 1 and 2, it says, When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly. In these verses, the Lord tells Abram, I am God Almighty. So that's one of the names of God, God Almighty. He also tells Abram to walk before him and be blameless so that they can make a covenant or a promise between them. To walk before the Lord and share a covenant with Him is a precious, precious gift. We too can have that precious relationship with the Lord, God Almighty. And He will multiply us just as He promised Abram. And in Exodus 34:14, we see that our God is a jealous God. Another name for God, jealous God. He wants us to have a relationship with Him only and with no other gods. He wants all of us. I think He's jealous. He's a jealous God for our protection. When we allow Him to be our jealous God and we rely on Him exclusively, no other God can touch us. We must rely on His perfect will for us daily. Other gods come after us and try to lead us in different directions. We must be steadfast in our relationship with our jealous God. Honor that jealous God. Another name for God is Maker. Psalm 95:6 says, Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He made us. He rules us. He desires our worship of Him because He is our Maker. He is why we exist. And then in Luke 11:2, there is yet another name of God. John taught his disciples and he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. God is our Father. Hallowed be your name is a request that God's name would be honored and treated with reverence. Then one more name of God is Sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, I guess you could say that that's really three more names of God. In 1 Timothy 6:15-16, it says, Which He will display at the proper time, He who is the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but looking at and thinking about all the names of God and the meaning behind them gets me all excited and fired up about seeing Him face to face one day. There's a song that C.C. Winans does, and the part of the song lyrics are, That's my King. That's my God. That's my Shepherd, my Protector. That's my King. That's my Rock. That's my Anchor, my Defender. And then she repeats that again. And then she says, "Who we talking about? That's my king." Let these lyrics be your testimony today. I encourage you to listen to this song and praise our God for all his names and what they mean to us. He's our king. When someone this Christmas may ask you, "Who is God?" you can say without hesitation, "He's my king." Have a blessed week, my friends.